This episode of the Poundcast is brought to you by LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. Right, Brent?
That is right. There is vegan jerky there. And also at stores, at Sprouts and Whole Foods, places like that. And they
it's not really brought to you by Louisville Vegan Jerky, veganfoods.com necessarily. It is just brought to you by Louisville Vegan Jerky Company. LouisvilleVeganFoods.com is the website.
Yes.
And you can get perfect pepperoni, smoky Carolina barbecue, sesame gochujang, which it's probably pronounced wrong, but it's a Korean flavored jerky. You got the man sweet chili teriyaki. You know the deal.
You know how it goes, and
how it works.
It's cool, and it's handbagged in the United States. It has a shelf life of 9 months. And guess what? If you want some vegan jerky, it's 100% meatless jerky, and you want to get it and you want to do it right, I mean, or whatever. I mean, I say, hey, if you want a deal, do it right. You can get 20% off by using the code word Poundcast if you use that on LouisvilleVeganFoods.com.
That's right, Brent.
Isn't that amazing? And that's how you do it right, really.
That's how you do it right. You could buy it at the store.
You could buy it at the store, but...
Yeah, but if you want to do it right...
That's cool, but if you want to do it right, hey, get the discount.
Yeah, it's a good way to support the Poundcast is use the code word Poundcast at LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. Another way you can support us is signing up for our Patreon page, patreon.com/Poundcast. And if you do that, you'll get extra long episodes, basically.
Yeah, what do you get? People would probably want to know, what do you get with that, right? People think, is it more of the same? Yes, it's more of the same. Every podcast, it's like you basically get another episode of whatever episode that we're doing. It is, so they're usually half an hour to an hour long sort of extended episodes, but they're kind of, they can work as their own episodes, And one might think, well, okay, this is just, it's not really like a bonus episode. It's just like an extended episode. It's like, well, that's what basically bonus episodes are anyway. I mean, it's every podcast, every episode is more of the same thing. It's me and Doug, and a guest, Does that make sense what I'm trying to say? And we get thrown little tidbits here and there, and you can get video of the episodes too, and sometimes we do video of the after dark sections, that is.
Yeah, I mean, there is no need, Brent. There is no need. Basically, you get after dark, which is an extra long episode, and sometimes when we get to the after dark part, we're so warmed up and we're riffing that, that's kind of the best part of the episode sometimes. I hate to say it.
I would say, and no offense to the main part of this episode, but on this episode, and I think there was some good stuff in this main episode, but I think that there was probably maybe the funniest stuff was in the after dark.
Hate to say it, but
on this episode.
Hate to say it, but I think so.
But here's the thing about, we talked about how the price is going up to $5. That's the minimum. Just to clarify, in case anybody's confused about that, we're not, if you're in at $1 or $2 or $3 or whatever, it's not going to change for you. You don't, it stays at that price. We're just making it so that newcomers, if people want to join after or on or after May 5th, then the minimum price they'll have to get in on is $5 a month, But
yeah, so act now if you want to get in on the lower price.
Yeah.
And you'll be grandfathered in at that price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's
So don't, some people, we heard somewhere that somebody was worried that they're going to quit because
the price is going up.
Their $2 bargain subscription is going to go up. It's not.
Yeah. It stays the same.
It's going to stay.
I mean, you're welcome to change the price to $5 if you want to, but
feel free to,
if you don't want to. Yeah. So don't, no one should be, This shouldn't change your decision to be in or not, because it's not affecting you if you're already in.
We get it. We get it. Not everyone wants to pay another subscription for something. I get it.
We like good.
You don't have to. And enjoy this for free if you don't want to. Enjoy the main one for free. Yeah, me and Brent, We took a Hexaco personality test and we ran through our results. We also talk about, freak dancing.
Oh, and if you want to take that test and play along with us.
Oh, yeah. Good point, Brent.
What's the website?
We took the Hexaco. It's
a Hexaco personality test.
Yeah. I think it's
Hexaco.org.
Let me see here.
And
let me just double check here. Hexaco.org. Yeah. If you want to play along, go to Hexaco.org. Take your personality test. See how you stack up against us.
See if you beat us or not.
Yeah. Maybe you'll win.
Maybe who gets a high score? Let's find out, you know?
Let's find out.
And also, what was the other thing you said? Were you talking about the video on YouTube? Or did you say that?
I didn't say anything.
Well, there's a YouTube channel called youtube.com/thepoundcast, and there is video of the main episodes there and a little sometimes highlight clips as well. And, you know, we also have the Twitter and Instagram channels called The Poundcast.
Yeah, if you want to throw me a buck or two a month, you can do my Patreon, patreon.com/DougPound. I put some old weird music that I made on there recently, and... You know, something else to do if you got extra money laying around, you know, you want to do something with it.
But we've got, yeah. And, you know, we got also, by the way, I still think $5 a month is kind of like, you know, it's not a bad price, you know, by the way.
Not a bad price.
So I was going to say one last thing is that, I mentioned this last episode, but I have this new podcast that's out. It's a limited series podcast, Gangster Party Line podcast. You know, basically just look it up on wherever you can get on iHeartRadio, or you can look it up on Apple Music or whatever. But, you know, people talk crap, random people on the phone. We have different guests, crap talking comedians like Moshe Kasher and Frankie Quinones is on an episode. And then I think Byron Bowers is on an upcoming episode. Maybe it's the one that's already out right now. And, yeah, just different people. So
yeah, so check that out.
Now
let's get on with the show.
We got
first.
Yeah.
We have a remix of the theme song.
Now
pretty much every week a new remix comes in from one of our Patreon subscribers, and they're really good. This one's really good. On Patreon, I post the stems of the theme song I made, which we played once or twice ever. Because we just keep getting more remixes. And who's this by today, Brent?
This is by Evan. So that's four A's. Is E-V-A-A-A-A-N. And I think Evan made a remix in the past as well, I think, for us, for the previous theme song, I think. But this is of the new one. And this is kind of... this is an 80s synth remix, and it's cool because it uses Doug's vocals in a way that it's kind of funny, but it's this
basically kind of nice it sounds like I'm way out of tune, way off.
But and meanwhile the music is very well produced, you know.
He didn't repitch my voice.
I like it.
It sounds hilarious. Let's roll the clip and then we'll get on with the show.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Let's roll it.
Let's roll it.
Welcome, Brent, to another one-on-one Poundcast.
Mm-hmm. Head to head.
Head to head. This is what we do.
Head to head, butt to butt, cheek to cheek.
That's right. That's actually, the dad.
Isn't it? Yeah. You know, this, you know, the expression dancing cheek to cheek, or, you know, or the song, you know, mm-hmm. I'm in, you know, whatever it's called. I'm in heaven. I don't know what it's called, but, yeah. What if cheek to cheek was referring to butt cheeks though? Or, I mean, I know it's not, but just think about that as a possibility. That could be, that's kind of makes you think of some interesting possibilities. Dancing cheek to cheek.
Maybe cheeks to cheeks.
Dance.
Or dick to cheek.
No, well, yeah, that's, yeah, crack to crack. But dancing cheeks to cheeks.
Have you ever been in a dancing situation? Well, I'm sure the answer is no, but.
Well.
You know, when it's at, like, when people are getting freaky and, like, the guys get up behind the girl. And they're like doing that thing.
Well, they're like, doing cross cheeks.
They're just like,
yeah.
They get behind the girl and they're kind of like jacking them or whatever.
Yeah, no, I know. I've seen it. I've seen it happen. Yeah, when they jack dance.
And look, sometimes the female wants it.
I think that kind of dancing is very interesting.
I mean, it's very, I don't feel comfortable doing it.
Right.
I think I've been in a, I'm bringing this up because I think I've been in a situation where maybe I'm at a house party and, you know, we're kind of dancing and someone backs up into me, like I'm supposed to like do the jacking thing. And I'm like looking around like, okay, like, do I jack or what do I do here?
Obscene.
What am I supposed to do? Act like, yeah, this is great, or
right? I know it's embarrassing.
I hate it. If I'm dancing, I just want to be like moving my body to the beat and having fun. I'm not trying to like do some kind of like sex ritual for everyone to gawk at.
Yeah, it's so weird how sexual is also. You know, I think that some guys. You know that I think that they fully jack.
You and that's think happening. They're fully jacked when they do that?
No, what I mean is they fully jack out when that happens.
They ejaculate?
They ejaculate, yeah.
I don't know. I think they're trying to like keep it as soft and chill as possible.
Nah, dude.
Nah, because they're on the stage. They can't. The dudes aren't like.
I've heard stories.
Finishing. I've heard stories. Well, let me hear a story. Story time.
Well, I just remember this one guy in college was told me that he's like, I said, so don't you get an erection when that happens? I mean, what podcast I was just talking about dancing on a different, it must have been the Legacy Music Hour, but we were just talking about dancing and being close, you know, just being intimate, even just ballroom dancing can sometimes lead to, you know, arousal in some kind of way. But with that kind of dancing, I mean, you're definitely going to be, something's going to be going off. Anyway, this one guy was talking about, and this guy was a, you know, kind of the kind of guy you wouldn't think would get, it would faze him much because his head was shaved and he had a goatee, you know, and he wore baggy pants and stuff.
No one like that's going to get a boner.
Well, he said he did. He's like, yeah, you do. And he's like, sometimes you just ejaculate. I think, I don't know, maybe I'm making this up. I think he said that he ejaculated. He sometimes does. You know, you can't help it. Or something like that. I don't know.
He must be getting freaky.
That's what they call it. Isn't it called freaking?
I think so. Freaking.
So people, look. Also, I mean, I would wonder if the woman gets stimulated in some kind of way as well.
Yeah, so it's called grinding, also known as juking, freaking.
Yeah, grinding, yeah.
Freak
grinding.
Dance. Freak dance.
Freak dance.
Is there a movie called Freak Dance? That would be a movie I'd like to see.
There is, actually. I want to say there is. It's a comedy movie with, you know, Matt Besser and UCB kind of people.
Oh, maybe you're right. Yeah.
And I think it came out in the 2000s.
I remember that.
I think Angela Trimber's in it.
Well, that's perfect because she is a dancer.
I think she is. And I think Michael Cassidy, I think. Is that?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter who is in the movie Freak Dance. I'm just trying to get in to this weird...
The weird world of grinding.
World of grinding. You know what? I'm on Wikipedia here. I think mostly it's supposed to be like, we're doing some silly stuff. This is, you know, we're just being silly.
I don't know. That's a very innocent, I don't know, perspective, Doug. I mean, people, when they do that, they're getting off.
Maybe the woman backs into the man just to see what he's got in his package, you know?
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's a way for people to sort of
see what you're working with,
do it, have intercourse with each other in a way. But it's just, there's a lot of layers and protection.
Well, I think maybe that's what most dancing is. It's like you're dancing with someone, mm-hmm. they can see if you got any moves, and maybe that translates mm-hmm. to the bedroom. And then it translates to the bathroom.
What do you mean by that?
That's one of your jokes, isn't it? It's like,
oh,
save it for the bedroom, save it for the bathroom.
Save it. Got it. Yeah. I don't know. That's a very, I think it's very kind of uncomfortable. I mean, it's kind of basically like having a lap dance in public.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I could do it if it was like pitch black, because you want to dance like no one's watching. But like, I feel like people, when they do that, they want people to be watching, you know?
Yeah, it's weird.
They want to be like, look at me, check me out. I'm the man right here, you know?
Yeah, I've never, one time I went to this jazz show it was kind of a, I don't know if I would call it smooth jazz, but it kind of was a little bit. It was this woman, saxophonist. And she was
a what? Known as a saxophonist?
What? Yeah, it's called saxophonist. You can say saxophonist too, but you can say saxophonist. Sax off.
You know what? Sax off.
Sax off to that. So she was this sexy saxtress. That's what she was, kind of her title. Whatever her name was, and I forgot her name. The sexy saxtress. And she would go out into the crowd, and she'd played the saxophone all kind of sensually and stuff. And at one point she went up to my friend, she went up to my friend and was kind of almost giving him a lap dance in a sense with the saxophone. She was playing it all sexily and stuff. And she was just really getting it in him, and he didn't know what to do. It was the kind of same kind of thing. You know,
maybe she wanted him to put it in the horn.
Put his
what
horn.
If that was like what she wanted?
He wanted to put his wind in the horn, his woodwind, his flute in the. She wanted his flute in the sax. So she didn't really know what to do.
Bell
so
end
he kind
and
of
her
just
bell
started
end.
Laughing. What?
His bell end and her bell end. It's more of a British term. Anyway, so what happened? So
he just didn't know what to do. So he started laughing and. He just didn't know what to do. It was kind of awkward because this woman is doing this and people are watching, obviously. She's the star of the show. So, yeah, he just sort of sat back and he was kind of doing this with his head too, like laughing like this. It almost seemed like he was in ecstasy. Going like that. I mean, he's tilting his head back.
Maybe he's like trying to look away to not be aroused. So
I think
like,
that was...
he was going to look at the ceiling.
Well, I don't think he was necessarily aroused, actually, but it was almost, I guess what I'm saying is it was almost like a grinding situation, kind of, but with smooth jazz.
Are you ever in a situation where you're like getting an erection in public, which I know it's happened, but do you ever like have to focus? By the way, we go straight to boners on this show. Like
I know, especially when it's one-on-one, you know?
sorry, folks. This is what we're talking. This is
real men. This is real men talking about real problems.
And you know, for the females out there, they get a little insight into the mind of a real man.
Right. it's educational.
You know how you're supposed to think about baseball or something?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about?
I think about penises.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good. That's a real good way to get rid of a boner.
Like what kind of penises though? Like gross ones?
Not elegant ones, you know.
Like
yeah, they have to be like, you know, looking all. They have to have like sagging, look all saggy and stuff. And
you know what? I think
it's looking hard and clean.
I think I do the same thing, but I think about penises that are like in pain. They're like caught in a bicycle spoke or something.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, wow, that's painful, you know?
But you know, somebody's just riding around on a bike and then, but they're naked and their penis is dangling around and it gets caught in one of the tires.
It's caught in the chain, in the sprocket.
Oh, gosh. Ooh, that's a killer. That's a killer right there.
Anyway, you know what I would like though? I would like if I'm dancing and I get jacked, you know, someone comes up to me.
You would like that?
Maybe if it's not a big scary man, but like
I can make that happen for you. Oh, you mean by a woman?
Yeah, if a woman jacked me.
Okay, you mean she comes up from behind you?
Yeah, she's doing like this whole thing and like grabbing my waist.
Have a strap on or something?
No, there's nothing.
No, I know. No, by strap on I meant, you know, did she have one of those noses, you know, those noses, you know, like an elephant nose.
Noses.
A strap-on nose. It's an elephant nose.
Cheek to cheek. Anyway, here we are, cheek to cheek, you know.
And by the way, cheek to cheek, they did that in Dirty Dancing, I think, the movie Dirty Dancing. Don't they dance cheek to cheek in that?
I'm sure they, I mean, it's like, that's a ballroom thing where you're just like, you know, you're both cheek to cheek.
No. I'm not talking about, I'm talking butt cheek to cheek. They, in Dirty Dancing, ooh, here's a new thought. I just had a new idea.
I had a new thought too.
What about one of them's the butt cheek, the other one's a face cheek? Dance cheek to cheek, but you know, it's a, that's kind of butt to dad right there in a way. Could be.
Yeah, like next time someone says, Brent, will you dance cheek to cheek with me? You're like, sure. And then you put your butt cheek on their face.
Or I put my cheek on their butt.
Yeah, but they wouldn't expect your butt on their face.
If it was clean and I trusted it, I would do it.
What if biologically, like evolutionarily, like the freak dance was just how humans evolved and a woman had special different muscles in her buttocks that a man didn't have. So she can kind of like, she can like feel around the wiener and see what's up when she's, when her butt is in a crotch, you know? What if? That's just all I'm saying is what if.
But Doug, just so you know, it's not just about the butt, you know? Her vagina's involved too.
Okay. Well, maybe that's involved. I don't know.
Her vagina could be doing the little pinching thing as well, you know?
Maybe, you know, how things are always evolving. Maybe humans are evolving into that.
I mean, they're evolving into a very sort of primal.
Maybe like in 100,000 years, like a woman's butt would be like another appendage or like something you can pick up pencils with or.
Why just a woman's butt?
Because they're the ones typically, if you look on Wikipedia, they're the ones getting freaked.
No, not necessarily. Not at certain clubs.
Okay. Well, maybe male and female butts are evolving to be more of a something you can use. Sometimes you need more than two hands, you know? Why can't you use your butt to like start grabbing stuff?
Don't you think that the feet would evolve quicker than the...
Well, the feet need to be standing and walking.
Oh, okay.
You know? Well,
yeah. I guess you're still going to have to squat down or something. Yeah, I guess you could. You know, they actually.
What if butt cheeks evolved to get really long? You know what I mean? So it's like two long things that are like this, just kind of picking up stuff.
Well, am I correct in thinking that maybe fraternity boys are going to be the first to sort of evolve in that direction? Because they have to do certain hazing techniques that involve using their butt to pick stuff up, don't they? As I recall from stories I've heard
about... I've never been in a fraternity. So
nor have I, but I've heard stories.
I know it's very secretive, so no one, there's no way to know.
Well, I know. I've heard stories. Well, my dad was in a fraternity and in the 50s, you know? And so they did some hardcore stuff in the 50s.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. Have I ever told you about my dad's fraternity stuff?
I don't think so. Let's hear it.
Well, okay.
By the way, they still, I think, in the last 10 years, hasn't people died?
Yeah.
Like, some kid died from, they made him drink from water. He drank so much water that he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he didn't make it into the fraternity.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's, right, yeah, I guess
they could have, you know, they could have at least made him
honorary,
give him the pledge pin,
right,
at his funeral or something. Be like, man, you really went for it. You're in the frat.
Or maybe they were too hardcore and they thought he couldn't handle it. So he's not in. He couldn't handle it.
They're like, he's still not in. Sorry, he didn't
make
survive.
It.
He didn't cut it.
I want to say there was this thing where this is the one thing my dad said he wouldn't do. Actually, he said there was, I don't know, somebody has a peach in their mouth and they're kind of laying on the floor. And then another guy has to pick the peach up with his butt or something like that, and then carry the peach over to someone else's mouth or something like that. It's like so ridiculous. And
if you could do that, you're
well, no, I mean, that's just one of the many
activities. You're in the club if you can do that?
It's one of the many activities they had to do. My dad, okay, here's some of the stuff they had to do. This is stuff my dad did do. One of them was this is not that hardcore. This is just kind of funny, but they had to get dressed up in a nice suit. And I think a tuxedo or something like that, maybe. And go to a party, and they had a little sign that was coming out of their pocket that said pull. And it was attached to a string. So if anybody pulled it, the string went through the pocket and underneath, it went underneath their shirt into their pants, and it was tied around their penis, the string. So if they pulled it, people would pull it. They knew what was up, and they would pull it really hard, and it would yank their penis really hard.
Dude.
And they also had to do that while they had to put eggs, raw eggs in their crotch, like around their thigh, I guess. And those would break over the course of the night. And so they would be walking around with kind of raw egg in their kind of thighs, crotch area, and then getting their penis yanked and stuff.
Well, did your dad make it into that frat?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. That's light though, compared to other stuff they did. They did other stuff too, where they had to crowd into a shower and either smoke cigars until they all threw up, and they had to be, yeah, smoke cigars until they threw up on each other or something like that. And then there was another part where they had to eat 10 pounds of chocolate or something like that. I don't know. I'm kind of forgetting now some of the stories, but they had to eat and drink all this stuff, you know, like 2 gallons of milk or something like that and 10 pounds of chocolate or something. And that would cause vomit as well. But they had to do this one thing. I don't even want to say it actually on here, actually. But
oh, come on.
No, I think people would be offended at it, actually. So. Okay. I'll tell you later.
Well, the closest I ever got to that was when I was in band camp. I think it was between eighth grade and freshman year. I joined you know, the high school band. And we went to band camp and they like hazed all the freshmen, you know, and they would hunt down every freshman and give them a super wedgie, which is like you give them, you rip their underwear out. You just keep giving them a wedgie till their underwear just rips out of their pants.
Wow.
And I was like really small, you know, and I became friends with like one of the cooler guys, you know, like cooler, older kid in band. I don't know. And I remember they were doing their hunt. They were hunting everybody down. And I was like watching people getting their underwear ripped out. I ran to the cabin and I hid under my bed and they're like raiding the room. And I think they got someone out of there. And then like the cool guy looked under the bed and saw me and he's like, "Don't worry, Doug. We'll leave you alone."
That's cool.
That's kind of the story of my life. I always get, I never got into a fight or anything. I always sort of like make people like me or just, you know what I mean? You just, you're too nice for anyone to want to beat up or haze.
So did that, do you remember who that guy was? And do you still, do you wonder what he's up to now?
Yeah, to this day, we're best friends. I just talked to him before this. No, I don't remember his name. I can go back through my yearbooks and try to put the pieces together. I bet he was like a senior. Yeah.
Wonder what he's up to. Maybe he's, he might be dancing cheek to cheek.
He might be doing some grinding in the prison or something, you know? I don't know.
Oh, really? Maybe in prisons, people dance cheek to cheek sometimes, you know.
You see this movie? I'm just trying to figure out what to talk about today, but.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, here we are, you know.
See the Oscars? You see the Oscars?
No, I did not. I heard about them.
Did you see any of the movies that are in the Oscars?
I did. I saw. I saw Promising Young Woman. I saw, what's it called? Minari. And I saw Mank.
And which of those do you recommend?
Minari.
Okay. I saw Another Round, which I think won the best foreign film.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah.
I highly recommend that. That's really good.
Huh. I thought that the movie that, I thought the probably the best movie I saw that came out in 2020 was I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Ah.
And that wasn't nominated at all for anything, I think. Well, I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't think it was, though. And there was this other movie that I didn't see, but I was kind of curious about it, and I should have watched, but and I can still watch. It's called A Life Ahead, I think, and it stars Sophia Loren. It's the first movie she's been in over a decade. You know, she's in her 80s. I think she's 85 now. And I saw clips of it. And it's about this. Anyway, it looks interesting. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I had some friends over. And we were watching the Oscar special. Uh-huh. The On Cinema Oscar special.
Sure.
And I offered to make some popcorn. And I make mine from scratch. I don't put that bag in the microwave. I don't even have a microwave, you know? So I make,
I don't either, by the way.
I make this big batch of popcorn and I say, "How do you want it to flavor?" And they're flavoring it and they're adding all this, all these bad ingredients. They're like adding all these ingredients and then they ruined it. And then I was like, "Okay, I'll make another batch." And my other friend, he was like, "How should I spice it?" I'm like, "I'll help you out." I had some honey laying around. I put some honey, some salt, maybe some pepper, kind of like
bell peppers.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
And then he puts garlic all over it.
Hmm.
So that's my big story.
Look,
I made all this popcorn for my friends and they spice it wrong. I don't even get one kernel because I'm like, I ain't going to eat that.
You should have just made your own, you know, bag for yourself.
At that point, I was sick of popping and popping. I just wanted to watch the show.
Well, look, garlic's got to go. You know what I mean? So I'm over it with this whole garlic thing. You know, everyone's into garlic all the time.
I'm into garlic, but it doesn't need to be mixed with a sweet.
Let's get it out of here. Let's get it out of here. Yeah. You know, onions and garlic got to go. You know?
They got to go.
They got to go.
So what else happened this last week? Brent, what happened to you this week? I want to know what happened.
What did happen to me this week? I'm looking at my calendar right now to see if anything happened to me. Oh, I mean, I don't know. I pitched a tent. yeah, I was on the dance floor.
What'd you pitch?
No, I pitched a kid's show to Nickelodeon.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, my partner in it said he thought it went great, and I felt my performance in the pitch wasn't quite as good as how we practiced it in front of different people that we'd practiced it, and I also don't think I did a great job answering their questions, you know. They always like throw these questions at you that you just didn't think of before, you know?
Like what?
Well, one question was, I don't know, just what are some of the conflicts that might arise? And in my mind, we already had talked about some of those conflicts and some of the episode ideas and just sort of the overall premise of the show. And I just thought, I just didn't know how to answer that again, you know, or like answer that in a new way that sounded like I was addressing that question without saying, well, like we said, you know, this happens, this character.
Well, can't you just improvise or something, Brent? Can't you just be like,
no, I know. And I did.
Oh, well, Fluffy, wants to be a garbage man. And, they get a job as a waste disposal operator. See, look, I just came up with one right off the top.
Well, you know, you should have been in the pitch. You know how it is. So they come at you with these questions and you don't, either you feel like you answered them already or I don't know. Anyway, I tried to improvise questions. I just don't think I did a good job in those moments improvising answers. So that's something that I did this week. What else? What about you? What did you do this week? I mean, I did something on Sunday. I mean, I did another one of those surrogate sets.
Oh yeah.
Sunday. Actually, it was during the Oscars. It was when the Oscars were happening.
Where was, real quick, on that pitch, was that via Zoom or what was that?
Yeah, that was on Zoom, yeah.
Didn't you think the pressure was off a little bit because you're on Zoom?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
No, is that show you pitch, is it a cartoon or what is it?
Yeah, it's animated, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
I don't know if I should say it right now, you know.
All right.
I'll tell you later though, yeah. It's cool. Oh, cool.
Okay, idea. There's two things you'll tell me later now. So, we got to give these listeners some goods, you know.
The reason I don't want to say this one thing about the fraternity is just because I think like I do not approve of this at all, but it involves an animal, and I think people are sensitive to that, including you. So I just don't, you know, that's why I don't want to say it. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, we should like,
so
maybe we could, usually like in the after hours, we like play a game or something. What if we did that in the main show? Or we could talk about this test we took.
Yeah, we can just compare our I don't know. We can compare our results, if, you know.
Okay.
You can pull it up. Do you, you have, did you, you
have, I mean, yours? I have the PDF.
Yeah. I have the PDF as well. Yeah. So explain to the listeners what this is.
Well, I think you should explain. You made me want.
Okay. This is what it is.
I don't even know what this is.
All right. Well, look, this is a personality test, which I generally don't, personality tests to me are usually, the questions are always something that I would answer depending on what kind of state of mind I'm in. And I'm going to change my answer usually depending on the situation. I mean, it's, or
yeah, also
I it's find them it, hard to answer a lot
yeah,
of times.
Yeah, it's also like, I kind of need to be there and.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a kind of a case by case basis.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So, you know, my answer might be different depending on, you know, the situation or even just the day I'm taking the test too. So anyway,
a lot of the answers are like, I would never do this. I would sometimes do it. I would maybe do it. I would definitely not do it. I would like never done it. You know, there's a sliding, you can do neutral.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of basically say maybe. And all
right. Right, right. I mean, I would do the middle option if I truly felt like I don't know, it depends. I mean, it depends on the situation, either this or that, you know, I would just go in the middle, I guess. But so it's called Hexaco, you know? Hexaco. And well, I guess this is what it is. There's different sections. There's honesty / humility. That's a section. And then within there, there's sub things. There's emotionality, extrovert. Well, here, we'll go step by step here. So honesty and humility, the average score for people is, and by the way, I don't know, is this between, I don't know what the scale is. I guess the scale is maybe 1 to 5 or something like that. I don't, or 0 to 5 or something. I'm not sure actually. Well, yeah. Anyway, just the median score is 3.22. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the average score people get for that, whatever that means. Now, this is what it is. The middle 80% of scores are, it's 2.41 to 3.97. That's the sort of, so that's kind of giving you an idea of what the scale is like, I guess. Okay. So anyway, middle is 3.2. What was your score for honesty and humility?
3.5.
Okay. So you're higher than average for honesty and humility. 3.5, just even?
Yeah.
What was
there's score? The subgroup, sincerity, 3.
Oh, hold on. Hold
I mean,
on,
are we going to go each thing here?
No. I think we should just dull. Do. I think we should just do boring. The. We should just do the bold ones.
Okay.
So what was your score was 3.5 even, right?
Yeah.
My score, 3.56. Ha.
Yeah, bro. You're more above average, honesty and humility than me.
I got a 0.6 more honest than you are.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
I scored high on being avoiding greed and being fair, but I got a little lower on modesty.
Maybe. Yeah, I was really high on sincerity and fairness, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but greed avoidance, I was lower and modest.
I was higher on that one.
what'd you get on greed avoidance, just out of curiosity?
4.25.
Wow, I got 2.5. And the median is 2.63. Wait, what'd you get for modesty?
2.75.
I got 2.75 too.
There you go.
Hey, how about that? The average is 3.63.
But I think of myself as a very modest person. you know?
Yeah. Well, I generally think
I act, maybe I act modest, but I don't think modest.
Well, I try to,
I think maybe that's what I'm thinking is not as modest, right. But I try to present modest. Maybe that's
Exactly.
It's like kind of a Midwestern kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I think I'm the same way probably. That's why we got the same score. Okay. What about emotionality? Okay. Just if any, sincerity and fairness was 4.25 and 4.75 for me. Anyway, actually, what is your fairness? What was your fairness?
4.
Uh-huh.
A little above average.
Yeah. Okay. Emotionality. The median, the average score for people in general is 3.34. What was yours?
3.06.
Okay, so a little below. Mine was 3.13. How about that? That's interesting. So I'm more emotional.
Yeah, I don't like that one because it's, I don't know how I scored low on fearfulness because I don't think I'm very fearful. Unless it means if I'm fearful, I have a lower score. I don't know. Who knows?
Right. I don't quite, fearfulness, this is under emotionality.
Oh, so since I'm not that fearful, that's why I got a low score there. I don't know. What am I, this is not really a low score. It's just an average thing. It's not like being more emotional is a better thing, right?
No, none of this is about better or worse, really.
Right.
I mean, I'm joking about it being that way, you know.
Right, I know.
But
I think honesty and humility is a good quality, so that would be...
You don't want to be scoring
low on that section.
Well, I mean, you're right, I guess, yeah. I guess so. Well, the thing is, okay, so the range by the, well, whatever. And so it was a fearfulness. I mean, I don't think I guess I'm kind of fearful, I guess, in some ways, in the way I'm germophobic and stuff. So, well, I got a 3.25 and the average is 3.0. So, you know, it's not off the charts, but I'm not like off the charts going off fearfulness, but... because there's people going up to 4.0 and more, you know.
Okay, extroversion.
Well, okay, hold real quick though. It is kind of weird though, because I don't think of myself as for anxiety. It was 3.25 for me, and the average is 3.75. So you know, below average on anxiety. I don't think of myself as being a particularly anxious person, but. You know what's also weird? I would say this.
Just testing shit.
Right. Maybe not. Maybe so. I mean, but dependence. Okay. I think of myself as very independent, you know? And the average score on that is 3.25. But my dependence score says 3.5.
Dude, mine says 4. And how am I dependent on anything?
Me too.
Completely an independent person.
And me, for the last over a year, I've been just completely solo. I talk on the phone with people, I guess, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe that's, well, who knows? Maybe, I mean, I do call people when I'm eating. I call people on the phone. I don't know.
Which is gross.
You think it's gross?
Yeah, hearing all that crunching and lip smacking.
I like it, man. It makes me kind of get hungry. I'm thinking, that sounds good. I mean, if I'm hearing someone smacking, I'm thinking, I want some of that. I want what he's having. So sentimentality. Okay, what'd you get on that? Just out of curiosity.
3.
I got 2.5, and the average is 3.5. So I scored on the lower end on that one. And But I actually can be kind of pretty sentimental too. I think I can be.
By the way, I think we took this test because one person in the Discord wanted us to take this.
Well, you know, whatever. All right, extroversion.
Let's get through these. We're not even
right.
Barely cracked the surface here.
Well, actually, we're almost halfway through. Extroversion is the average is. This is like the bold. This is the bold one. This is so there's like subcategories underneath this, but 3.50. is the average. What was your score?
3.94.
And I got a 4.19. So that makes sense, I guess. You know, we're performers, right? I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I am curious now. What did you get for social self-esteem? This is under extroversion. Average is 4.
4.5.
I got a 4.75.
Dude, you beat me again.
Get that. Well, you know, I'm it's a social situation, man. I'm the life of the party. No, I'm just kidding. But, what about social boldness?
I think this is right. I got a 4.25.
Me too. That's exactly what I got. And the average is 3.13. What about sociability?
3.25.
4.0.
What about liveliness?
And the average is 3.6. Liveliness, I got 3.75.
Me too.
You got that too? Wow. 3.63 is the average. I mean, okay. So we're extroversion, by the way, that's like, you said you got 4.0, I got 4.19. What did you get? Or whatever. Okay. 4.0. Usually on the higher end, people are getting 4.22. So I'm very high on the extroversion, I guess, you know, or pretty high. You know? What about agreeableness? This is an interesting one. Agreeableness. The average is 3.0.
I got 2.81.
I got 2.56. So that's a lower scoring one for me. That makes sense, you know, I guess.
Yeah, you're not.
I mean, I'm not like,
you can be super, very disagreeable, put it that way.
Yeah, but not, so, I mean, I'm not.
I'm surprised you got that high.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised you get like a 1.8.
I'm still within the, like the 80% or whatever. It's like the scale from the 80% scale or whatever, the middle 80% is 2.2 to 3.7. So I'm still within that range.
What about, let me ask you this, flexibility, what did you get on that?
2.0.
I had a feeling you'd be low on that one.
Well, the average is 2.75. What was yours?
3.25.
Wow, you scored high on that. Okay, so that's 1 point. The 80%.
I'm flexible, middle, man. You can put me anywhere, and I'm ready to go.
Well, actually, I'm curious about patience for you. What did you get? The average is 3.25 for patience. What did you get?
2.5.
Yeah, I see that.
I mean, yeah, I know. That's not one of my strong suits.
Mine is 3.25 for that. Okay. What about just, I'm curious, gentleness? This is all under agreeableness, you know, gentleness.
I got a 6.1.
Yeah, right.
I think I'm pretty gentle, but I got a 2.5.
I got a 2.5 too. Exactly.
There you go.
Not 2.5, number two. I got 2.5 TOO.
Right.
That's the average is 3.25 on that. Yeah. What about forgiveness?
3.0.
Yeah, I got 2.5 on that. That's lower than the average. 2.75.
I'm above average. I'm very forgiving.
So there you go. It's not like I'm okay. Conscientiousness is another bold, big one here. And then there's subcategories. So conscientiousness, we're actually almost done. There's one more category after this, but. So the average is 3.47. Conscientiousness was a 4.19 for me.
Oh, wow. You got...
I'm in the 90th percentile on that one or something like that.
Huh.
Because the middle 80% goes from 2.72 to 4.16, and I'm 4.19. So it's even more than the middle 80%.
I feel like a pretty conscientious person. I am above average with 3.63.
Okay.
But.
Well, let's go through these little subcategories of it. You know, organization. Okay, organization.
You're off the charts. I'm 3.75.
I'm not that. I'm 4.0. No, I'm not that. I'm not, you know,
you're
beyond.
You're 4.0?
Yeah, 4.0. The average is 3.38. So, you know, what about diligence?
4.25
for me. And that's the average is 3.88.
Okay. Let's see what this one is. Perfectionism.
Yeah. Okay, average is 3.63. What's yours?
3.25.
Oh, interesting. That's a low average. For me, this was like one of my really off the charts ones. Was 4.75.
Mm-hmm.
So 4.75. That's way off the charts because the middle 80%, the highest is it goes 2.38 to 4.38. So this is, you know,
I mean, basically, are people going to be putting these numbers together? Just
they, well, say one, you're one, above one, average. One person is.
One guy.
What about Prudence?
We'll have to mention in the beginning of the show that people might want to take this and play along. So we'll
see that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We should. Yeah.
Prudence 3.0.
3.75.
Okay. Last category.
Average is 3.25.
Okay. I'm a little below average, but I'm whatever.
Okay. This is the last category here. Open.
I'm a below median. Yeah. There's the median and then there's the average. So I'm well below the median. Okay. What's the openness to experience?
This is the overall category. So the average is 3.31 and your result was?
What was your result? You go first.
4.06.
I'm 4.5, which is off the charts.
Yeah, that checks out, I think. That is off the charts. It is off the charts. That's very off the charts because it's, you know, the middle 80% is the highest is 4.13. So that's
And I'm 4.5.
But I'm on the higher end still on openness to experience. You know, I'm on the higher end.
Aesthetic appreciation, Brent, what are you coming in at?
3.5.
3.25. I'm right in the middle.
Oh, yeah. That's the average.
That's the exact median. Inquisitiveness.
Okay. Now this, I would imagine that I would score high on it and that's what I imagine. Yeah. Which I see.
What'd you get?
I got a 4.25, which.
And I got a 5.0. Perfect score. Creativity?
Wait, hold on. What did you get on inquisitiveness?
5.0, I did.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I have never even seen that number on here, a 5.
I have another 5.0 coming up.
Wait, hold on. Back up. That's really interesting because I feel like that's interesting. Don't you feel like I usually have more questions than you, you know, about stuff?
Look, man, maybe it's because of your agreeableness nature. I don't know.
That's interesting.
No, I don't know.
I would have thought I would have.
I just answered the questions. Honestly, I think when there was a question, I said, you know, sometimes it's like, I'm cranking it all the way. Like absolutely going to.
But by the way, 3.13 is the average. And then like 4.25 is on the high end of the 80%, you know, scale. So it's like that 4.38 is high end, right? And I got 4.25. So I'm still pretty high end. But I mean, 5.0, that's interesting. I would have thought I would have had higher than on inquisitiveness than you. Creativity, the average is 3.63. And, you know, what'd you get for creativity?
I got another 5.0.
No kidding. I got 4.75.
I do agree that you are probably more of an inquisitive person, but you know, whatever. This is just a test and it's just a bunch of questions.
It don't mean anything anyway.
It don't mean shit.
It don't mean anything. I got 4.75 on creativity. I mean, I'd expect us both to be higher on that. But you know, 4.75, by the way, is off the charts though, too, because the highest on the 80% thing is 4.63.
What about unconventionality.
Unconventionality, the average is 3.38. I got 3.75.
I got 4.75.
Wow, you just blew up on this whole thing, you know? So that's off the charts too for you. Altruism. Now this is interesting because I wouldn't even think of myself to be that altruistic actually, but I would think of you as maybe being more so than me. I would expect to score higher on altruistic, maybe.
I got 4.25.
Mm-hmm. That checks out. Well, The average is 3.88. I got 3.5, so a little, you know, below average there on that.
Well, there you have it.
So there you have it. I mean, that's so. There you go. I mean, whatever. Don't mean anything anyway, you know. What would you have expected, though? I guess
hexaco.org is how you can find that test.
If you were to, just out of curiosity, would you have expected, were these results as what you expected?
Some of them I didn't think, like I don't know. I mean, most of them I guess I can agree with. Even though some of them I'm kind of disappointed, like thinking maybe higher of myself, but maybe when you really think about it, maybe it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, I'm surprised. The dependence one is weird. That's kind of average. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's normal to be, I guess, dependent. I guess in some ways, I just don't know. How?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I do so much stuff on my own. I would think that would be really high. I mean, that would be really low, you know. But yeah, I would think I'd be below average on dependence. But yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. But I guess maybe in some ways we are dependent on. Maybe it's not literally we have someone we're dependent on in our career or something, but somehow we're dependent on the world at large or something. I don't really know.
Right. And I definitely thought I would have beat you on inquisitiveness, you know.
Let's add up all the scores. They should have one at the very bottom of like all the numbers.
And give you a letter grade as well.
Right. Well,
So there you go on that. No?
There we go on that. We did it. We've been talking about this for weeks, and I kept being like, let's not even bother. But
was it worth it? Did you think it was, did you find it to be interesting, or did you think it was a waste of time?
It was interesting. I don't know if it's something that I'm going to apply to my life or anything. I think we are who we are. It's not
we
like,
are who we are, you know. It's like, you know, I don't need these
maybe
numbers.
Maybe I'm going to try to be a little more independent somehow.
I don't think it would affect the way I changed. I live my life, and I just do what feels right.
Yeah.
You know, I wear my briefs. I wear true briefs because it feels right.
Because what?
Because it feels right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Isn't that the slogan for Hanes?
And I wear boxer briefs because it feels right.
I do what I do because it feels right.
I got a question for you, Brent. It's like super hot outside, right? And it's been cold before that. What if climate change is? Do you think like the weather in LA has been different this past winter than it's like way different than any other winter I think I've been here. Just like more extreme.
Here's the thing. I don't get out a lot, you know.
Oh, so you don't know what it's like out there.
I don't know. Like, I know. Yeah, it's hard for me to tell you that if the weather's been wacky or not, because I don't really generally get a great idea of what that's like, you know.
Okay, well, that's besides the point. What if it turns out like the like climate change, some scientists figure out everything is going to be burned to a crisp in a couple of years? What do you do
in a couple of years?
Say like this is your last summer. By next summer, humans won't be able to survive anymore.
Okay, are you asking me about it being my last summer, or are you asking me if it's my last year to live? This is a little different here.
I guess it would be the same question. Let's just say it's your last year to live. Things are going to be burnt to a crisp in a year from now.
I'm just saying, like, if I'm still going to live, but it's going to be my last summer, then I would say, yeah, I'd go to the beach. I'd try to, you know, I get in the ocean for a little bit. If it was my last opportunity to do that. But if we're talking, it's like last year to live, what do? It's an interesting thought, you know? It's an interesting thought. What do you do in your last year of life, you know?
You just keep on trucking and you do comedy shows and
I think you just keep on doing your thing and just hang out with your friends and family and people that make you feel good, and you just sort of, you ride it out and you do your thing, you know? You know, you probably try, you know, maybe you try to go on a date with two women at the same time, you know? And that's it, yeah.
Is there something you want to do?
No, I don't know.
You want to go cheek to cheek to cheek?
and varying up the different cheeks that are involved in that equation? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would do that. I would try to do that, you know?
Where would you go?
Probably like Acapulco or something like that. You know, get some avocado rolls.
Where's Acapulco? Mexico?
No, I was talking about the restaurant, Acapulco.
Oh, go to Acapulco.
The restaurant, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that restaurant is not around anymore, I guess. But, you know, maybe, you know, go to a nice candlelight dinner with two beautiful, bodacious babes. Beach babes.
How about this? Maybe we can play one of our games just to end this episode, because this episode, you know, for the hardcore pimples, I think they might like this episode, but there's no bangers in here, you know?
No, I thought our freak talk was, I think that was good. I think people are going to like that.
All right.
No matter how hardcore you are.
Let us know what you think about this episode by chiming in on Discord or Patreon. Let's see, general talk here.
What was the game you were going to say?
Well, we can do the movie game. We can do the car game. We could do, what else could we do this game with? You know?
You know, yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do the game.
I mean, the classic one is just, do the alphabet game with horror films.
Okay, or just any, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or we can do, how about this?
We could do it we could do it with two letters. Like, I played it like this, where it would be like, if I have AB, you make the title of the movie two words, and it's those two, and then you do CD, and then, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that's one option. Check this out. We were kind of talking about body parts earlier. We're talking about cheeks, talking about other body parts. What about peaks? Instead of what?
You broke up for a second. You say peaks?
No, I said cheeks. We were talking about cheeks. Earlier.
All right. And
different body parts, right? Well, what if we did the alphabet game, but we did it with, we have to create new body parts? And function is.
I don't know. That sounds too hard.
No, it's not.
Well, I think dances or something. Dances or.
Maybe you're right. Oh, yeah. How about dances?
Like, what's a body part? Another finger? What am I going to say?
Well, I guess you're right. You know, you're right. You're 100% right about that.
So it's not easy to be creative with that.
You're right. You know what? You're right. I'll say it again. You're right.
Well, and that's weird that you say that, since you scored so low on agreeableness. No, I'm just kidding. Watch, I bust out the chart every time we have a conversation. I'm like, but Brent, look here. You're above average on that. Why would you do that? Okay. I think, well, we pretty much always do these after dark, so maybe we'll just do one now and give people a taste.
Yeah.
We could do video games, movies. The last one we did was Cars,
you said earlier, though, dance moves. What about dance moves?
I think movies are more like, you can kind of go anywhere with story. There's a story involved, you know?
No, but we can change it up a little bit. You get dance moves and you can
Let's
just
try dance moves after dark.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
We'll do movies now.
Sounds good.
We'll do two letters.
Oh, two right. letters. Okay, for movies. Okay. Yeah, all right.
I'll start off. So I'll do AB, and then you do, we'll do
CD. Okay. It's, we're doing movies?
Yeah, we'll do
and
movies.
And is there a particular genre?
Let's do Oscar nominated.
Oh, Oscar not they have.
No, how about any genre? How about any genre?
Oh, okay. Free
keep it wide open.
Okay.
Mine is called Another Brown. It's based on Another Round.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Another Round is this great film I saw where this high school teacher, he's kind of like he's just sort of like down in the dumps. And him and his buddies heard about some study where if they keep their blood alcohol level at a 0.05, which is like two glasses of wine at like the whole day while they're at work, they'll teach better. Whatever their trade is, they'll be like looser and they'll be better. So like Another Brown is like this group of friends get together and they try to keep half a pound of shit coming out.
To like, kind of keep them alive?
Like every, they came up, they read some study where like, if you take a shit once an hour, you'll be more productive, you'll be more attractive, you'll be more successful. Because there's a connection between a bowel movement and like the way you feel afterwards.
Yeah.
But they have to like train themselves to keep it at a 0.5 pounder every hour. So, you know, it backfires on them. And then by the end of it, they realize that what matters most is friendship, because they start eating too much fiber and they're running to the bathroom all the time. And at first it works great.
Okay.
And they're like, I got to take a shit.
And then at one point the guy goes, he's like, let me guess, Another Brown.
Exactly.
Like the guy goes, hey, I got to go do something right now. I'll be back in about 10 minutes. The guy goes, let me guess, Another Brown.
Yeah.
And that's how the trailer is. So, okay. I don't know if this is good. I don't know what the story is on this, but the movie is called Catching Duncan. So basically this guy, now it's not what you think. You think it's going to be about that. He gets, so when he was a kid, when Duncan was a boy, he used to get bullied every day and he would get chased through the neighborhood by the bullies, right? That experience of being bullied so much had a profound effect or a profound impact on his personality. And it made him become this, it made him very strange, you know, in a way, you know, or very particular. And anyway, as now he's an adult. Okay, the movie takes with a backstory. He's an adult now, and when he's talking to, anyway, he doesn't have a lot of friends. But then when he starts to talk to somebody, he kind of leeches onto them, kind of hardcore. I guess because he didn't have friends when he was younger, and he got bullied all the time. So if you happen to kind of get in contact with him, he sort of, it's like a parasite or something, you know, and it's almost like you catch a disease and it's him, you know, and he won't leave you alone. And so it's, you know, the bullies were trying to catch him when he was a kid, but now it's possible for these different people to catch him as a disease and he doesn't leave them alone, you know? So it's kind of a tragic tale, but it's catching Duncan. You know, you don't want to catch Duncan because it's hard to get rid of if you catch Duncan. Oh, I caught Duncan over the weekend. I'm still dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, yeah. I don't know. Just thought of that right on the spot just now. I don't know.
My movie is the ultimate action thriller. It's called Everybody Fights. And basically everyone fights. You know, like that movie with, what's that movie with Keanu Reeves where he's like fighting everybody?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No, what's that?
River's Edge.
No, what's that stupid movie that's out? They made two of them or three of them?
There's going to be a fourth one, apparently. But you're thinking of Devil's Advocate.
Huh?
You're thinking of Much Ado About Nothing.
Okay, name them all. Name all of the movies he's in.
You're talking about The Matrix is what you're thinking of.
No. What's that movie? It's like a guy's name.
Oh, John Wick. I thought you were talking about The Matrix.
No.
Because you actually was... That's what I meant about they're making a fourth one, because when you said he's fighting all those guys, I was thinking about all these guys are coming at him, Mr. Smiths and stuff, and he's fighting them.
You know, ever since Trump got elected, the politics, everyone's getting more mad, and the left and right are fighting more and more, and everyone thinks they're right about everything. Well, there's one evil guy, and he's been plotting this for like years, and it's happening now, and this takes place in the future in like 4 years, to where everyone fights, and basically the whole country is just fighting nonstop, and one guy realizes that this is going on, and he has to fight. He still has to fight everybody, but he has to get to the big bad guy to shut down his
hypnosis.
He's just got this, maybe turns out chemtrails, they are real, and we've been chemtrailed to make us either think that we're the left or we're the right, you know, and the whole country has been consuming these chemtrails. This one guy figured out some kind of antidote, and he realizes it's kind of like he puts on the They Live glasses, and he's like, this is all set up by that one evil guy. He has to fight it. He has to John Wick his way. And the whole, like every single scene is just nonstop people fighting. Neighbors are fighting. You go to the mall. Single person in the whole movie is nonstop fighting. There's no lulls. The only lulls are when he's like hiding and crawling down a sewer.
Look, I like it. Let me jump in and here's how it is. Everybody finds any excuse to fight. You know, it can be about the smallest thing. Everybody's agreeableness level is just in a negative, you know? And so it's a really interesting idea that every interaction anyone has with anybody is always a fight. And then you know how he ends up beating the main guy? He hugs him. You know what I mean?
He finally gets through into his bunker, right?
Yeah, fighting his way to there.
He fights his way up to the penthouse of some, you know, evil building. And the guy is like holding his cat or whatever. How did you get in here? And he's just like, come on, buddy, bring it in. It's because this guy never has been hugged before and he's lonely.
Right.
So he turns the country against each other.
It turns out it's actually Duncan.
Duncan.
It was a sequel to Catching Duncan.
And it is Duncan Trussell too. He should be in more movies. Okay, so, I said EF. You got to do GH.
How about GH? How about Great Head? Uh-huh. So basically, it's about this woman who's.
Well, what's the genre and what's the rating?
It's a drama.
Mine's R.
Oh, mine's and it's PG drama. It's a PG drama.
Okay.
Great Head.
PG.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about a woman who's a brilliant scientist. You know, Einstein level brilliance here, you know, and she cures cancer. I mean, she just has a great mind, you know, she has a great head, you know.
Okay, I got IJ. This is called
I got one for IJ.
It's called Isabel's Juice.
Rated G, right?
No, it's rated R.
Oh, okay.
And it's a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
About this very pretty, sweet-seeming woman, and she's on a juice cleanse, but it turns out the juice, it's
made of people.
It's made of guys that she dates on, she finds on Tinder, you know, problematic creeps. She's juicing them one by one. So she's kind of the hero. Like, huh. As soon as someone sends her a dick pic or something, she'll go on a date with them and she'll juice them.
What does juice mean? What does that mean?
She juices them. She puts them in a juicer. Like, you know, okay. Imagine that's like an arm right. Sticking out of a juicer.
Well, I don't know if she's a hero on that, but she's juicing people.
But she's, you know, you kind of root for her because she is juicing bad guys.
Well, I mean, I
look, it's not the right solution, but
that's
not
a solution, right? Exactly.
She's kind of an anti-hero kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Look, that's my movie.
Okay.
And you don't have to go see it if you don't want.
Well, no, I'm not saying, I'm just saying that.
Is that playing at AMC Burbank at 10:20, 11:50, you know, 1:10.
Isabel's Jews.
Isabel's juice,
but she gets juiced at the end. That's the true Isabel juiced, right? That's she gets her come up, but she gets juiced. You know.
Well, finally. I don't want to spoil the ending, but that could happen.
Well, I saw it, and that's what happens.
All right.
I went to the AMC 215 showing, and okay, HIJKL.
Kevin's Lemons.
the one that I, when you were thinking of an IJ, I was thinking of Idiot's Joke. But what about everything is a name. We've got all these names. How about killing killing what? At first, I did think to myself, Kill Lil, and it's kind of a spin-off the Kill Bill series.
I think you should go with your first instinct because that's how this game should be. It should be like you kind of blurt out your first thought.
Right. Well, look, I was thinking, my first thought was Killing Lamb. So it was just, you know, like there's this thing about, you know, sacrificial lamb or whatever, stuff like that. But this lamb, this is kind of a psychedelic horror film. Where there's a lamb who goes on a rampage and is killing all the butchers. And it's a killing lamb that, you know, and the lamb's brothers and sisters were all sacrificed for food.
Mm-hmm.
But the lamb doesn't want to take it anymore. So the lamb starts going around killing everybody. You know how the lamb kills people, the butchers? Juices them.
I have another alternate idea for that movie. It'd be Killer Lan. So it like takes place in like 1997. It's about a LAN party.
I like it.
No one's ever done a LAN party horror movie.
That works. I was actually originally thinking of the Killing Fields or Killing Fields. So it could be Land.
The Killing Land.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway,
it's like a knockoff of The Killing Fields. It's like one of those copycat, like, ripoff movies, and it's filmed in India or something. You know?
Well, I thought of a new one. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I just thought of a new one, though, real quick. How about this? Combat-like. So it's
Combat with a K.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Mortal Kombat, the movie. It's like that, you know, but it's not quite that though. It's something different, you know. It's just combat like.
Okay, I have a title, but I might need you to help me write it. It's called Mr. Nickel.
So it's basically about this guy. He just goes around to everybody and he's always saying what's up to them, you know?
But he stinks. They're like, what's up with Mr. Nickel?
Also, I like that nickels aren't even a part of the plot at all. Okay, like, just don't even go there, right? But it's just, it's this guy who's really friendly and he's always saying what's up, but he stinks. That's hilarious. That's the best thing that we've come up with in this podcast, that you came up with in this podcast, or that, actually that any one of us have. Yeah, that is really funny. And he stinks, and so they don't know what to do. So it's about him coming to terms with the fact that he does smell, or
he doesn't know he smells, and then he figures it out.
Well, yeah, he figures it out, and then he
comes to a terrible realization that his nickel never gets
shined. I was going to say also that maybe that other people have to figure out a way to tell him that he stinks.
Yeah. Kind of like when somebody has bad breath and you can't really tell.
But without offending him, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically it's kind of a dark comedy. There's a guy that stinks, Mr. Nickel. And he's great. And, you know, everyone loves him, but he stinks. And he kind of can't figure out. He knows something's up. And then they tell him he stinks.
And I think the way they tell him, though, is he gets the picture at a certain point. They, you know, they're kind of putting soaps in it. You know, they're giving him presents and stuff. Hey, I got you a gift. And it's soap.
Wait, no, none of that works, right? So then they have to go to plan B, which is like, I mean, they have to go to like the final plan, plan Z. They're like, we tried everything. So they make themselves stink. So everyone else was like, let's make ourselves smell so bad, worse than him. And then if he says something, then now he said the first comment.
You drew for first blood.
Yeah, they drew first shit.
He draws first. They try to make him draw first blood.
Okay, that's Mr. Nickel. We gotta move on. This is a longer podcast, but
right. You know, that was a really good idea, and I just want to say that maybe we can start doing three blood. But real quick, I just want to say I saw this animated Japanese film recently called Memories. Wait, was it Memories? Yeah, Memories, and the middle story. It's an anthology film, and the middle story was similar to this. Not exactly, but it's about a guy who. He stinks so bad. I don't want to spoil it, but he stinks really bad and it affects people in a major way. It affects the world in a major way. Anyway. Okay, I'll try to do three letters. So we can.
What's the name of that movie again?
Well, that one is called Stink Bomb, and it's in the...
It's the main film that you can see it in.
Memories.
Oh, okay.
The first one is called Magnetic Rose, which is pretty cool too. Anyway.
Three letter. So,
three letters. We're
O-P-Q?
Doing OPQ. Okay. Okay. We'll just. This is what came to mind.
Blurt it out. Whatever comes to mind.
Okay. Whatever came to mind was an original person's question. So, basically, is the first question ever posed by man? You know.
Yeah.
Is the original. Well, by man, I mean just human being.
Right.
It was because human beings, when they started out, they're kind of just their thing. They're not really questioning things, you know? And then it's that moment where the mind evolves to start to question things. And it was the first question, you know? And if you think about it, what is man's first question? What do you think they asked? You know, when they finally had the sort of capacity to you know, the brain is developed in a way to have the capacity to question things. What was that first question? And this movie answers that question. It's science. It is kind of, it's a sort of historical drama.
So, okay. Yeah.
Rated G. All right.
What is the question? Or you have to watch the movie to find out?
You have to watch the movie and find out.
Okay. P Q R S T.
Well, all right. I'll spoil it real quick.
Okay.
The question is, he finally has the power to ask a question. The question is, where's the men's room? Where's the toilet? Okay, go on.
I mean, this one's kind of like the last one, but it's because it's the first thing I thought of when I was doing RST. How about this? I mean, Real Slimy Testicles is the movie.
Oh, very good. What happens? Is it rated G?
There's a G version. There's an X version.
Okay.
And it's why
wait, hold on. I got it. Just don't say no more. This is how you do the description. Okay, there's a G-rated version and an X-rated version. Take your pick. That's it. You just move on after that. You
know? Okay.
You kind of imagine what that would be. I don't know. If you have something, go ahead. I just thought that'd be kind of funny to leave it at that.
I mean, I think it's better to leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
Okay, RST, UVW.
But it's like this Real Slimy Testicles. You think you got slimy testicles? I got the Real Slimy Testicles. It probably can't be rated G.
No, yes, it can.
G or X.
No. I think that's the beauty of it, is that there is a G-rated version of it.
Okay.
Okay. UVW, huh? This is what came to mind first. I don't know what I'm saying with it, but under, very, and then I thought of wetness, but it doesn't really make grammatical sense, but under very wetness. And basically it's this guy who just got wet so much that his grammar gets messed up. You know, he just doesn't understand. He drank too much water, basically, and almost died. He suffered brain damage, and
maybe he was getting hazed in a frat.
Yeah, he's getting hazed in a frat, and he drank too much water that it, you know, he got brain damage from it. And then he didn't talk right. Okay, so he says stuff, and people ask him, "Oh, why do you talk like that?" He said, "Under wetness." He doesn't know how to explain that. He drank too much water. He says, under very wetness.
Right, because he's like all out of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it messed him up. That's it. And basically, it's kind of about his struggle and his rehabilitation. And eventually, he gets his grammar back and he gets his mind back. But it takes trouble. It's a drama, and I would give it a PG rating. PG-13, actually, because there is some... you know, some stuff for the, when they're doing the fraternity stuff.
Is it kind of like that movie that Robin Williams is in?
Awakenings?
Isn't he like a doctor?
Yeah. Yeah. Robert De Niro is the guy who's in a coma.
No, he's like a doctor with like a little toy.
Oh, that's Patch Adams.
Yeah. Patch Adams.
Patch Adams.
Okay. I got XYZ.
Yeah. That's a hard one.
No, it's not.
I got it already. Xylophone's yours, Zach. I don't know. You could do one. Sorry, I just thought of that.
Well, I was going to say Xerox your zipper.
That's really good, man. That's excellent. Brilliant. Xerox your zipper. Great.
It's just kind of like a Kevin Smith style Clerks movie where these teens are working at like a Kinko's.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's a period piece. It takes place in 96.
Yeah.
And, they just dare one of the employees to Xerox a zipper.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, it's just my zipper. Why do you want me to Xerox your zipper? They need it for their punk flyer. They're like, come on, man, just put your jeans, put your crotch on the thing and Xerox your zipper for our flyer. He goes up there. He Xeroxes his zipper. He breaks the glass. But he needs the job. So he gets fired. So you know what? This has to be the best punk rock concert ever, and his band needs to make it big because now he doesn't have a job. His girlfriend dumped him because he doesn't have a job. She hates his band.
She also didn't like that.
He's going to show, he needs to prove to the world that his band is the best band in town.
The band is called Zipper also?
No, the band is called... What's the band going to be called?
Zipper. That's why he needed a Xerox copy of the picture of the zipper.
You know what? That works, Brent. I ain't going to fight it. You know why? Because my agreeableness is at a 2.81.
All right.
You know what? That's the show. Let's keep talking on After Hours.
After Dark, it's called.
After, you're right. This show is called After Dark. So if you want to keep listening to us, just go to patreon.com.
Yeah.
And patreon.com/poundcast. And for a super low price, you could have instant access to this and all the other After Dark episodes. Because where prices are going up to $5.
Yeah, well,
five, as we explained
on the thing.
Yeah, five. Anyway, thank you to our interns. Well, I don't really call them interns. Thank you to our squad, the Poundcast team.
I don't like the Poundcast team.
Chloe Bonilla,
Jack Birch,
El Bircho on Instagram, and Jackie Montana. So thank you. Big thanks to them, and big thanks to all our Patreon pimples who are subscribing and are about to keep listening to this.
Yeah, we really couldn't do it without you.
And thank you to our sponsor, LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. Use the code word poundcast for 20% off. All right. See you later. See you next week on the Poundcast.
Poundcast.
Doug and Brent talking on the Poundcast.